סביבון סוף 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 חנוכה הוא חג טוב חנוכה הוא חג טוב סביבון סוף סוף סוף.
As always, in the weeks preceding Christmas, Jews around the world begin the holiday season before their Christian neighbors. The story of Hanukkah is not in the sacred texts of the Torah, and those who celebrate it do so most often at home, as they eat various foods fried in olive oil, play games with the chocolate Hanukkah gelt, or chocolate coins, and receive presents each of the 8 nights of the festival. Some, though, prefer to share this holiday of light, as it is called, with others. To see how it is celebrated around Prague, I headed to a creative workshop organized by the city's Jewish Museum. The workshop's organizer, Zuzana Pavlovska, welcomed the kids age 4 to even a couple of young teenagers who were arriving on this cold Sunday with parents and grandparents in tow. She and her colleague Helena hold workshops for kids once a month on Sundays, and it was lucky that this year the last workshop of the year fell on the second night of Hanukkah. Although these creative afternoons are all focused on Jewish traditions and history, Zuzana says they're not necessarily catering only to Jewish participants.
So we are doing these workshops for public and for the kids. They are not; they don't have to be Jewish, and it's just that they will know about the tradition of the Jewish people. And we are trying to celebrate with them all the holidays, or we are trying to discover with them together all the things from the Torah scroll, and it's just one of the things for the kids in Prague, and also of course for children outside Prague, and it's more just to spread the tradition, which is actually here in this Czech Republic from 9th century.
Zuzana and Helena tell the kids the story of the holiday of the Maccabees and the oil that lasted 8 days instead of just one. Some help or listen attentively, but most of them are eagerly waiting the start of the fun, singing, making cutout dreidels, spinning tops, menorahs, and of course, snacks.
I think it's very important for the children to see that there are also different traditions, not just the Christmas, but also a different tradition and culture. And I think maybe we can educate them about the other traditions and about the other people, that they will be much more tolerant later on. Or they will just, you know, they will just know that this is something which is connected with the Judaism. And if they will see the Chanukah menorah in front of the Rudolfinum, which is there every year, they will know that this belongs to the Jewish tradition.
One mother I spoke to agreed with Zuzana. She's not Jewish, but she says her 2 young sons really enjoyed the workshops from the very first time they attended one in the beginning of the year.
Kluky to strašně baví. Oni sem v podstatě chtějí vlastně sami chodit, takže vždycky jako se těší, že už.
The boys really like it. They want to come here themselves and they're always looking forward to the next time. I think that even if a person is not Jewish, this is still part of the culture that one has to know. This is a wonderful way to show these traditions to the kids in a very easygoing way. And I have to admit, I also don't know that much about these traditions, so I'm learning a lot too.
Tolik nevěděla, že se tady vlastně dozvím spoustu nových věcí.
As most parents were eagerly helping their kids cut out menorah flames and coloring pictures of dreidels, I noticed a man in the back of the room smiling jubilantly as he watched bits of colored paper flying around him. I asked him who he came here with.
Well, I have a child and a grandchild here. My child is 32 and my granddaughter is 4. This is our first time here because she just turned 4. And I've been looking forward to it for quite a long time.
I wondered what the root of this excitement was and asked if he had a chance to introduce his children to Jewish traditions when they were little.
We had to do it covertly because it was a different time. They couldn't speak about the same things in school as they did at home. They couldn't say they were Jewish. I told them this before they went into first grade, and I knew I could trust them. Myself, I started school in 1953, and it was the same for me.
Before the children got to enjoy the well-deserved jelly donuts, or suvganiot, Zuzana and Helena lit the two candles with appropriate prayers, as adults followed along from papers that were given out to them. The number of religiously observing Jews in the Czech Republic is quite small, and Prague's main Jewish community may be a bit too conservative for some, especially those who are trying to acquaint themselves with the traditions of their ancestors that were hushed up under communism. Which is why these kinds of family-friendly activities that introduce Jewish religious and secular traditions in bite-sized portions are so important. Zuzana says that they not only acquaint children with Jewish culture, but also teach some parents about things they did not have a chance to learn when they were growing up.
There are also some people that are Jewish, but they are not Orthodox, so they are more like liberals, and they are interested to these types of workshops because they don't know, for example, how to tell to the kids the tradition, because sometimes they converted when they were adults, so it's good for them also to see the tradition and how they can celebrate the holidays at home.
As snow began to quickly cover Prague streets and the children were finishing up their suvganiot and juice, I headed to a more formal and somewhat less quaint Hanukkah celebration. A few streets away, on a busy square in front of the Rudolfinum Concert Hall and Charles University's main Faculty of the Arts. The small crowd of locals and tourists, most of whom were from Israel, braved the snow and freezing weather to watch public figures light the human-sized candles on a giant Hanukkah menorah on the square. As part of the annual tradition, Rabbi Manish Rabash, who heads Prague's Chabad community, welcomed distinguished guests at the lighting of the Prague menorah.
To jest 16. rok, co mamy ten wielki menorah. Tady na namnesty. No to je ten pivni rok, mamy special effect, mamy trochu snih. Hanukkah is the holiday of lights. Light is the symbol of love, of wisdom, of compassion. Light is the symbol of goodness and kindness. The lesson of Hanukkah is a universal lesson for all people. Yesterday we lit the first light of Hanukkah. Tonight we are here to light the second light of Hanukkah.
Last year's ceremony sadly coincided with the death of Václav Havel. This Sunday, Robert Zimmerman, a public affairs counselor from the U.S. Embassy in Prague, used the opportunity to once again remind the audience of the Czech struggle against oppressive regimes.
Hanukkah, as I understand it, is a holiday about hope and struggle. So as we celebrate it in front of the Rudolfinum and the Prague Castle and around the corner from what used to be the Gestapo headquarters, let us remember the sacrifices and the hopes and the struggle of thousands of Czechs who gave their lives and fought in the end peacefully 50 years of totalitarianism.
The Israeli ambassador to the Czech Republic, Yakov Lev, took the opportunity to reiterate his country's appreciation for friendly relations with both the Czech Republic and the United States.
And it's my pleasure to thank all of you today and hope for continued support and Chag Sameach. Happy Hanukkah.
Rabbi Rabash, foreign dignitaries, and the mayors of Prague and Prague One then lit the candles, hoisted up on a crane platform, while a few dozen onlookers joined in prayer.
Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kidishanu mitzvotav, vetzivanu ladlik ner shel Chanukah.
Less solemn celebrations are also taking place throughout the week. The liberal Beit Simcha community, for example, will be staging a rock and roll Hanukkah party this Saturday, just before the 8-day festival draw to a close. Even Sunday's official menorah lighting ended in a snow-filled dance party after all the dignitaries departed. Yad shalom, yad shalom, shalom aleinu, yad shalom.